Welcome to Virtual Africa and Creative Disturbance. My name is Caroline Ojuang, a Master of Arts student at the University of Texas in Dallas. I have the pleasure of being here with Dr. Jackie Opolo. Please introduce yourself and let us know who you are and what you do.
Thank you, Carol, for having me. I'm Dr. Jackie Opolo. I am a nurse by profession, and I currently work at Parkland Health and Hospital System as the Director of Professional Practice and Nursing Research. My role revolves around, you know, just energizing, empowering, and engaging nurses to be able to practice at the highest level of excellence and to be able to impact positive patient outcomes.
Great. So tell us where you're originally from and how long you have been in the United States.
I'm originally from Kenya. Was born and raised in Nairobi, Kenya. Did my high school in Kenya, and shortly after completing my high school education there, I immigrated to the United States in 1996. And I have been in Texas pretty much throughout that whole time, which is about, 18 years now.
Great. Well, I am interested in the conversations between East African people and Kenyans in the U.S. And this is all about the emerging technologies and how we can help to talk about ways to get Kenya to the next level, as we have seen here in the United States. Do you use any emerging technologies in your industry?
Yes, I do. And I think, you know, before I actually speak to that, I think it's important to define emerging technologies, because I think it's a term that, you know, evolves and emerges depending on where you are and the times. So in my view, when you ask about emerging technologies, I think obviously communication is the key factor there. But I also think about emerging technology being different from traditional media, right? So like with traditional media, you have your print papers or your radio, and they don't necessarily allow you to do what emerging technology does. So from my perspective, when I think of emerging technologies, I think, first off, you know, smartphones and how they have revolutionized how we communicate. I think about the internet. I think about social media. And all of those are different tools that we currently use in healthcare.
Yes.
My background is critical care, so I did spend quite a bit of time working in the cardiovascular intensive care unit, where technology was of utmost importance. So at any given time, we use technology to communicate with patients. We used robotic surgery equipment to perform heart surgeries. We used a lot of media type of approaches to, whether it was to educate our patients or their family members, whether it was to remind them about their appointments. So that was one way that we used emerging technologies. Currently now, in my current role, as a director of professional practice, one of the things we do, particularly with social media, is trying to engage nurses to participate in initiatives around the hospital. And we use a lot of social media. So we have Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts, and we're able to post thought-provoking, dialogue between nurses and physicians and other interdisciplinary professions to encourage communication and encourage dialogue that can help us to improve our practice as well as improve patient outcomes.
Oh, great. You mentioned the internet. How has the internet affected the healthcare industry in your own words?
I think the internet has revolutionized healthcare in many ways. So whether we're talking about education, practice, research, policy, all of those are ways that the internet has changed how we do healthcare. So, for example, with education, when I was pursuing my nursing education, I went to class, traditional format. You know, I had to go to class and participate in, you know, traditional classroom instruction. Mm-hmm. But since then, with the use of emerging technology, now we have simulation technology that's changing how we are teaching our new nurses. Nurses now get to practice on real state-of-the-art robotics and state-of-the-art simulators that allow them to mimic things that can happen in the actual patient scenario. And that in itself has helped us to prepare better nurses, because they get to practice and they can make mistakes in a simulation lab that they wouldn't otherwise make, you know, if they were dealing with a real-life patient. Mm-hmm. So I think in that way, technology has impacted education. The other way is online education, obviously. Now you don't have to go to class to get your online education. You can be here in Texas and pursuing your master's in nursing from a university across the miles. So I think technology has changed education. When it comes to health policy, I think you see technology informing a lot of dialogue on policy matters or even politics. So nurses at any given time can participate in online petitions. They can send position statements online to inform policymakers on, you know, their positions on key important issues for nurses. I also think technology has impacted practice, you know. Right now, for example, with Parkland Health and Hospital System, we do have community health clinics. And for some patients, they're not able to travel to the community clinics. So we've used technology to actually be able to diagnose clinical cases, when the patients are at home. We're able to, you know, whether it's video in and teleconference with a patient, and the technology allows us to take a snapshot view of what's going on with the patient. Physicians can make diagnosis over, you know, telemedia.
Okay.
And the patient doesn't have to travel long distances to get their healthcare anymore. And this is just, you know, for simple minor ailments. Obviously, if it's an emergency, you do want them to come to the emergency room, right, if needed.
That is great. And now I know where I'm going to be going to the doctor.
Sure.
To skip a little bit, you have researched HIV and AIDS rates in Kenya. How can emerging technologies help communicate the message to Kenyans about stigma and just basically ways to get health
information,
medicine and treatable situation? Like, how do you get medicine to people in Kenya? How do you communicate about the ways to stay alive and have a full life using the technologies?
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to that whole idea of traditional media, you know, with traditional media, it used to be, for example, you could only get your communication from something in print, whether it was a newspaper or a textbook, and that was the old way of doing things. But now with emerging media, I mean, as it relates to HIV/AIDS, I mean, I think we have to recognize the fact that today, almost everyone has a cell phone. Back in the days,
yes,
people did not have access to the cell phone.
That
and even
true.
Then, when they had those cell phones were not exactly interactive. You know, they were very basic. But with emerging media, you now have cell phones that are much more interactive. And so the fact that cell phones are much more accessible and usable and affordable, I think makes a huge difference. And so you find just a simple idea as text messaging has been proven. It's been shown to be effective in sending reminders to patients, for example, HIV patients, on when to take their medications or when their next appointment is. There's applications that you can download on your phone where you can chat with a counselor or someone that can provide you with emotional or spiritual support when you need it. There's forums where you can get in and chat with people who are afflicted with the same challenges. And so you're able to get support from across the globe with people that you may never meet. But emerging technology allows you to be able to interact with people from diverse backgrounds who may be facing the same challenges and who may be able to offer solutions to your predicament. So I think there is a huge place for emerging technology to continue to shape how we inform HIV/AIDS solutions and policies. I think the more we encourage people to communicate and interact in social media, the more likely we can be able to start to decrease stigma, which has continued to persist even, you know, 20, 30 years since the first diagnosis of HIV. Mm-hmm. But I can say that we have seen remarkable progress being made in that direction. And technology is certainly one of the, you know, big solutions to that.
Great. So one final question. How do we use the knowledge we've gained in the U.S. to benefit people in Kenya, people in East Africa, and eventually people in Africa? So this is all about the way we deal with healthcare here and the way we deal with medicine in Africa and medicine here. We know that's very different. How do we move them, educate using the same technologies, the knowledge that you've gained so far? How do we translate this to benefit Kenyans as well?
I think that's an excellent question. I think I can probably mention two things. Number one, I think, you know, since your conversation was in the context of Africans in the diaspora and Africans who are back home, I think, number one, we have to recognize that we do have a responsibility to give back to our societies. We do have a responsibility to come up with the solutions that can fix the problems that we have in our countries. I do not think that there is a technological fix to the issues affecting Africa. So whether it's HIV, AIDS, or healthcare issues that we're addressing, I don't think it's really a technological fix. We can use technology to inform our solutions. But I think what needs to happen is, number one, we have to recognize our responsibility to that. We have to take the time and the effort. I know personally, for example, although I do tend to be busy, I make it a point to travel to Africa every year during my vacation time. And what I do say is mixing vacation with vocation, so that when I'm going home for a vacation, I take the time to spend time with nurses and other healthcare providers to transfer knowledge, because I have acquired a lot of knowledge here, but I don't think it does me any good to just sit and, you know, on the knowledge. So being able to transfer that knowledge, whether it's through social media or whether it's through real hands-on experiences, I think that's one way that we in the diaspora can be able to impact what's happening back home. And then not hesitating in sharing information. I mean, the internet and text messaging and FaceTime, Facebook, all of those are great channels if we put them to good use. Rather than spend time using them for other things, I think we need to be channeling our efforts towards topics and issues that can help to, you know, change the tide in Kenya or in Africa as a continent. And I think what's going to be important is that we have enough people who are doing the same thing and who are focused on the same goal to be able to see the tide turn. But it can't be just one or two people doing this. It has to be all of us building the masses, building a critical mass, speaking to the issues affecting Kenya and Africa, particularly healthcare issues, because when we do invest time and effort and solutions towards healthcare, then we do have a society that can live full productive lives and be able to contribute to our economies, both, you know, economically and socially and politically and in all other ways that we cannot imagine.
That is great. So any final thoughts, Dr. Jackie Opolo?
My final thoughts is, you know, I think as the topic suggests, you know, emerging technology is going to continue to emerge. And so we have to kind of stay vigilant and stay abreast of the changes that come so that we have solutions that are adapting to the changes happening around the world. Obviously, what was emerging last year may not be emerging next year. So we have a responsibility to kind of stay on task to find out what are the new technologies that are being innovated and how can we apply them and how can we make them scalable and practical solutions for developing countries, which, as you may know, may not necessarily have the resources that the Western economies enjoy. But I think the intellect and level of interest in improving our continent is equally present in Africa. And so I think what's important is that we just need to use our technologies to serve us where we need it and to continually improve on that with the hope of, you know, making some positive changes.
Great. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much, Dr. Jackie Opolo, for joining me in Virtual Africa in conjunction with Creative Disturbance.
Thank you for having me.